this evening, March 6th, and also on March 8th, which is this Sunday, Heartland Opera Theater will present a Puccini double bill at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. at Joplin Memorial Hall. This is actually Heartland Opera Theater's 21st year, and they're celebrating with one-act operas. For this performance, they're going to have two one-act operas by Puccini, including Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi. So you're going to get to see two different operas for just one night, which is very creative. I actually was in Memorial Hall the other day, kind of saw their setup. It's amazing what they're doing. They're basically taking the floor and they're creating it into their stage, and then they're going to use some of the built-in seating as their seats. You know, you have to go to really see what they're doing. Sometimes people are scared of opera, maybe a little intimidated, but Heartland Opera Theater makes it very inviting. So come and take a look at what they've got going on. Tickets in advance are $20, and the day of, they're $25. And students are $10. So that's March 6th and 8th. And then sticking at Memorial Hall, just a couple days after their performance, March 10th, Connected Culture, we are going to present The Choir of Man, 7:30 p.m. Doors are 6:30 p.m. at Joplin Memorial Hall. And this is our final performance in the Curtains Up series season. We're super excited about it. They're known across the globe as the ultimate feel-good show. It's a 90-minute show of indisputable joy. It's both a party and concert. They're going to have a real working pub on stage, and you could potentially go on stage and enjoy a free beer with the guys before or during the show. We're partnering with Indian Springs Brewing Company out of Neosho, and they're going to have the beer on stage, and some of their beer will be for sale. But these guys, there's nine of them, and they're from the United Kingdom and Ireland. And they sing all different types of music, things that you will recognize and want to sing along with, very high energy. You know, they sing, they dance, they play multiple instruments. So this is their second tour of the United States, and we're really excited to have them here in Joplin. It is an all-ages show, family-friendly, so bring everyone, bring coworkers, you know, family, friends, kids, and even your husband, because there's something for everyone in this one. Tickets are $31 for the front floor, $21 for the back floor and mezzanine. And you can purchase them on our website by calling us. We're always at the Joplin Empire Market the Saturday before. You can purchase them there or at the door. But let me tell you, tickets are really heating up. The sales are really heating up. So I would advise getting them now. March 11th, we're just continuing down the road. This is like every day we've got something else going on. It's amazing, and just we're so lucky to have all of this happening in Joplin. March 11th, Hayden Sayers is going to return to the Coda Concert House. He's played there before, 7 p.m., and doors open at 6:30 p.m. He's a little bit of blues, R&B, rock. He's a Texas native, and he's, like I said, he's performed at the Coda Concert House before, so you know he has a following, and you know, they wouldn't be bringing him back if, you know, no one liked him. So I think it's safe to say that you should get on that, getting your tickets. They have a suggested minimum donation of $20. And all you need to do to reserve your spot is email Jeff Morrow at info@codaconcerthouse.com. And he will give you all the information you need to know. But basically, a house concert is a very intimate concert that is literally in a house, and he's kind of cleared out part of it so that he could create a stage, and it's a very intimate and welcoming environment, and you get to witness some great musicians there. And then kind of going towards the end of March, March 25th through the 29th, Joplin Little Theater is going to have Enter Laughing, 7:30 p.m., weekdays and Saturday, and then Sunday they'll have a matinee at 2:30 p.m. This is a farce written by Joseph Stein and loosely based on the life of actor, comedian, writer, producer, and director Carl Reiner. The action centers on the journey of a young, aspiring David Kulowitz as he tries to get away from his protective parents who want him to be, you know, married and a pharmacist. What he really wants to do is, you know, be an actor in New York. It's a very funny show. The tickets are very reasonable. Adults are $18, seniors and students $15, and children are $8. So definitely check that out. We love our local theater. And then March 26th, Pro Musica will continue their 40th anniversary season with a double string quartet featuring the Jupiter and Jasper Quartets, 7 p.m. at Joplin Family Worship Center. As we all know, a string quartet is made up of two violins, a viola, and a cello. And so each of these different groups will play some of their music, and then one song at the end they're going to play together. Pro Musica always has, you know, such quality chamber musicians visit our area, and we're so fortunate that most of them are free and open to the public. But of course, we love to give them some donations at the door. The Jupiter Quartet has been here, I think, in 2006. Yes. And then the Jasper Quartet, I guess that's their first time. So each of them will play on their own, and then one song on the end, they'll collaborate together. Let's move into events.
All right.
So MSSU has a lot of events going on lately. They've got different film festivals, but something that has been just coming out this week is their Literature Live series. And every year they pick a different book to focus on or author, and they have all of these different events. So they've chosen one of my favorites and one of a favorite of a lot of people, Harry Potter. So they've been having a lot of events centered around Harry Potter. So they have a short story writing contest. They've had, you know, visits from the zoo where they brought in, you know, Hedwig, the owl, and some snakes. So there's plenty of events that are on this list at connectculture.org that you can take a look through, see what they're talking about. I mean, one of them was even discussing Dumbledore, one of my favorite characters in the series. So those are something to definitely look out for with their Literature Live series. On March 10th, Missouri Southern State University will continue their Bringing Them All Back Home Film Festival with the Willow Tree. They always have a different film festival going on. Sometimes it's a foreign film festival, different genres, but this one that they're doing is consisting of films that are the favorites of different professors in the philosophy and English departments, and maybe the history department as well. So a variety of different professors at Missouri Southern are picking their favorite films and having them shown either on the campus of Missouri Southern or over at the Bookhouse Cinema, which is our independent local theater, micro cinema. So definitely take a look through the list to see what you want to see. But March 10th, they will be showing The Willow Tree at 7 p.m. at Missouri Southern State University in their Cornell Auditorium. And then March is a big month for Joplin, specifically because we have two annual events that return to the area. We have both our First Thursday Art Walk, happened just yesterday, but we also have the Third Thursday. All of the artists are indoors in different venues throughout downtown Joplin. And you can come and take a look at our local artists and some visiting artists, and all artwork is for sale. They have a map that you can pick up at any local, you know, downtown shop and just walk the art and take a look and shop. Third Thursday is on March 19th from 5:30 to 8:30 in downtown Joplin. And this is a big annual festival that's March through October. And they close down the streets, 1st through 7th Street on Main Street, and there's everything down there. Just take your friends. It's a big cultural event. There's music. There's great eating. Kind of peruse local art as well and shop in the downtown shops. It's kind of the time when everyone in Joplin comes out and people in the surrounding area. Just a good community event, and it's free and open to the public, so come and take a look. And you can also admire some of our historic architecture downtown as well. One of the really exciting events going on in March is March 21st. It's Women Who Made Their Mark coloring book release party from 10 a.m. to noon at Joplin Public Library in their community room west. This is a big project that the Post Art Library, the Joplin Public Library, Historic Murfreesboro, and Visit Joplin have been working on. This is a coloring book that they've created. They are spotlighting 12 historic women who've made significant contributions to Joplin throughout the years. And so every page spotlights a different woman. The coloring book pages were designed by a local artist, Martha Goldman. And so you could color, you know, different historic women, and then they have a microbiography on their significant contributions. So it's a really great effort to kind of help people understand what the impact women have made in Joplin's history. And all of these coloring books are free, and so just come and take a look, color, And they'll also have them throughout town distributed as well. But I think that they're planning on making different iterations of this. So they might focus on another group of people for the next one. Let's talk about some exhibits.
Okay.
March 30th through April 16th, Wand Lung will be at Missouri Southern State University's Spiva Art Gallery. And I'm so interested in this one because it actually spotlights the professors, the art professors at Missouri Southern. Usually we're seeing, you know, exhibits from visiting artists or from student group shows in that Spiva Art Gallery at the on the campus. But this time, this is going to be spotlighting faculty. It's a biannual faculty show, and it features a variety of works and media by those faculty members. So you'll see 2D art, you'll see 3D art, painting, drawing, sculpture, maybe some digital art, graphic design. So come and take a look at that. And also, two really big exhibits open at Spiva Center for the Arts in March, on March 21st. So definitely plan a visit to Spiva. They're going to have two different exhibits that happen annually that are probably, they're close to my favorites. So one of them that's in the regional gallery is their small works auction. They cut out different sizes of Masonite boards, and all members of Spiva can participate. You come pick up your blank Masonite board, and you create art on it, and then you bring it back to Spiva for them to auction off. So it's basically a fundraiser for Spiva, but you also get to see the talent of all these Spiva members. And this is their 22nd annual version of the Small Works Auction. It's also a great way to come upon, you know, great art at sometimes affordable prices. It just depends on that bidding. So it's a silent auction. You get your bid number, and then you can go to different artworks in the exhibit and put your number on there. And it always culminates with a very, you know, fast and furious bidding set for 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Friday, May 8th. So we'll probably talk about that again in May, but keep your eye on that. And then they also have Photo Spiva in the main gallery, which is a national photography exhibit. This is their 44th year, and so it really spotlights artists from across the country, all different types of photographic processes. So you get to kind of see, you know, where is photography right now. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand exactly the processes. They always put good explanations on the different photographs. Are they digital? Are they? Sometimes they're even shot on. There has been one shot on an iPhone. So it's really cool to see where photography is in this Photo Spiva exhibit. And both of those are free and open to the public, but obviously, you know, donations are welcome. There are plenty of classes going on in March, including pyrography, identifying wildflowers, and even figure drawing. So take a look at those as well at connectculture.org/March2020.